Here's your host, Alex Garrett.
Ladies and gentlemen, you could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us in New York City. Are you ready?
I know I am. Hey, I'm Alex Garrett, your host for this episode and everything Alex Garrett Podcasting. And this podcast specifically focuses on topics that should be trending. And, well, you know what they say, right?
Oh, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Well, that line means so much to me. Find out why next on Alex Garrett Podcasting, where we wear that shoe proudly. Yeah, you know, this foot, it wears a lot of things. It wears a skate, it wears a shoe, and, well, I guess now 29 years later, this foot has been supported, loved, and it's been able to get around, thanks be to God and family and friends. But today I learned a very interesting lesson. By the way, Alex Garrett, Alex G in NYC, Alex G in NYC, alex.garrett21 at yahoo.com. And I mentioned before, alexgarrettblog.wordpress.com. You literally can find my writing, I have my vlog up there, and my podcasting. So, with all that being said, today honestly felt like a bit of a mess, and then I got the Alex Smith energy. That's right. You go, you know, that quarterback on the Redskins who literally almost lost his leg. There was an E60 about it on a Sunday in the NFL season. Well, this year, of course, Alex Smith has made a comeback, and he was on the field, and you know what? That was so special to see highlights and his family. I decided I wanted Alex Smith energy, and so I put on an Alex Smith shirt. And guess what? I felt things coming together because I felt that mobility back. I felt like his mobility, although we all know that mobility was on display last night with Daniel Jones, right? He tripped at the 15-yard line. Now, they got a touchdown, but that was almost like the butt fumble moment for the Giants in a season that literally has gone down the tubes in the last minute of a game again like it did yesterday. I digress. Mobility, right? Mobility is something we've seen Alex Smith be able to do again, thanks be to God. And his story is tremendous. His recovery, his attitude about the recovery is tremendous. Then I thought, I'm going to get myself some Alex Smith energy today. And one of the first moves I decided to make was, change up a couple things so I can get everything done in the studio. Friends, today, the rollerblader, the guy who literally rolls on one leg, the guy who moves around, and me, just scooting around town, had a realization. It's okay to be mobile. It's okay to stay in multiple places to get work done and move around to get work done. It's okay to not be stagnant in this life, in this world. It's okay that, yes, routines matter, but you know what? Sometimes at the heat of the moment, the routine must be thrown out the door. You must be able to adapt and be that mobile person. And say, I can accomplish many things if I just tweak something up. How many of you go through the day saying, you know what? I like where I'm at. I like the routine I'm in. And just stay in that routine. And it stresses you out because you only know that routine. You only know one side of a studio. Or you only know one format to talk about. Or you only know one way to be. When I think to survive a pandemic, let alone a pandemic, you have to be so many different hats. You literally, we used to say, oh, it's kind of sad that he's wearing many hats, or wearing many hats used to be this thing of both, yeah, he's talented, but also look how much stuff he's doing. Well, today it's important to wear those many hats. It's important in this fast-paced world that we're getting back to and during a pandemic to be wearing many hats. Staying stagnant cannot be our option anymore. Staying stagnant and routine and immobile and literally immobilizing ourselves, right? So we're stuck in this way and you have to change things. Now, politics-wise, I think President Trump showed his adaptation yesterday by being calmer and a better demeanor. That's just the truth. He changed. He adapted. So we can all learn about mobility again. We can make America mobile again. And I don't mean mobile phone central with the iPhone 11, 12, 13, 12,000, I don't know. I mean able to adapt. Able to do something different out of the norm for you, yourself, and you. That can better your day. That can relieve that stress. And maybe get you out of the comfort zone. Well, if I move everything around, it'll be tough to get everything together. Stop that attitude. Move things around. Be that mover and shaker you have to be. Be mobile to end 2020. Moving and shaking and not feeling settled is a beautiful thing. Not feeling comfortable is a beautiful thing. Not even being comfortable with your routine. And I know, I said a few months ago, hey, you should maintain these routines for work when you go back to the office. And that is true. But you know what I also say? If the routine is stressing you out, be ingenuitive. Think. Call the audible. Call the play action fake on your own habits. Or you will continue to be stressed. You'll continue to feel locked in. I mean, look. Forget about the major conversation about lockdown. How many of you have felt locked down about your own standing in life or about your own being in life? I'm going to lock myself down so I can get this work done and I can't really adjust things around and I really want to see friends, but I'm busy. Be mobile, not busy. See the friends. Date. Be out there. And of course, don't lose track of your work, but don't stay in your work 24/7 either. Don't be in that routine you have at work if it's not working for you, if it's stressing you out. Say, you know what? There's something bigger I could do. There's something better I could do. There's some moving I can do to literally move the pieces around to make it happen. I think the saying is like life is like a game of chess where all these pieces and moves have to happen. But how many of you make it a chess game for yourself? How many of you literally move the pieces around so you can be more successful and more able to, you know, be productive? To be multitasking. I do believe this quarantine has kind of dampened that idea of multitasking, or maybe increased it for some. But I also believe, well, yeah, with driving, I mean, some people forgot how to drive. That's true. It messed up people's everyday lives. But you know what? I think it was meant to. This could be a lesson of nothing is permanent. This could be a lesson, 2020, of everything is moving around at a faster pace than we thought it was because we weren't moving around. We're already into October 23rd. I'm already 29 years and 3 days old, whatever you want to say. So things are moving. Life's shifting. We're being made to be uncomfortable right now. By God, especially, I feel. So how are we going to deal with the uncomfortability level? Say, okay. He's making me uncomfortable, I'll deal with it. Well, maybe through that discomfort, maybe through that lockdown, he's giving you an opportunity to grow your brand, grow your business, grow what you own in this life, which is your story, firstly. But the physical mobility, too. I literally moved my laptop from one into the other, one studio to the other, to get work done as I was working on another project. I didn't say, oh, well, this can't be done. Or this can't. I found a way today to get things done. And I want to use that experience with you to say, hey, you think you can't get anything done? You think you can only get one thing done at a time? You're wrong. You can get multiple things done at a time, but that's your mentality. That's what your mentality has to be. It has to be, hey, it might be a pain to carry a laptop from one studio to the next or one room to the next, But if I do it, I make myself less attached to even my space. Even the space you're in could get tiring. If you are next to a bookshelf for all that pandemic, then decide to move your laptop to the window to get a better view of the outside world, well, like I did. Permeance, is that the word? I don't know. But it's better to permeate than to be permanent. Because if you let things move forward just by moving and being mobile, you can change your own life, your own lifestyle, your own world. You won't say, boy, I got a lot to do. I'm swamped. Well, then do things to make you less swamped. Drain your own swamp. And that's simply by being adaptive. I did something else, which I kind of want to share with you. I rollerbladed up the hill because no one was around with no mask. I think if you don't have to wear the mask, don't let it be permanently on your face. Wear it when you need to. I'm not saying don't wear it. I'm saying wear it when you need to. And I had fun. I literally had fun feeling the air hit my face again and being mobile with the wind. Because, you know, for many days, we're all just kind of like, okay, well, we got to wear the mask and used to it. Well, if you're not around people, take the mask off. Be enjoying the air. It's a nice fall air to do so. And be what I like to call the maskless wonder. Change your behavior. You don't like the mask? Then don't wear it all the time if you don't have to. That's the general consensus I get. I mean, people say mask up, and wear, but beyond the scenes, you know, come on. How easy is it to wear 24/7? It's not. Especially when you're not around people. It's frustrating when you say, wait a minute, why do I still have this on? When, yes, have it close by, but don't need to wear it. What other ways? So, yeah, be the maskless wonder when no one's around. How about that? I think that's a great Halloween costume. It's funny that this Halloween, a year where masks are considered spooky and scary and all this other stuff, being maskless scares people. And it shouldn't. It's called breathing air when no one's around. And I encourage you to breathe the air. We're heading into a beautiful time in the fall. You got to get the wind in you. You get the crisp smell of autumn that I really love. And it helps you de-stress. You feel that wind in your face, that smell in your face again, you will de-stress 1,000 times just as much as being mobile and being adaptive physically and mentally. So what I want you to ask yourself after listening to this is, what's holding you back? What's holding you back from being mobile? What's holding you back from changing routine time to time? Are you scared that if you change it, you won't get it back or that you'll be off your game? What if that routine is currently knocking you off your game and you have to adjust it? And you have to make something else happen for yourself. So there's that. The other thought I thought was amazing is, yes, mentally I feel like sometimes I let myself just be in this trapped feeling of I can't date in COVID and I gotta just go home because I'm nervous about not so much COVID but the physical unrest in the streets we still see time to time. And then it's like a really weird irony because I like to say, I rollerblade everywhere. I like to go and be Alex G NYC everywhere. So why am I holding myself back if I don't hold myself? Why is it the leg both moves me forward and holds me back? Well, the brain does that, actually. When I can simply make changes daily to make things right. And make things peaceful and calm. And not just for me, by the way, for everyone around me. I think we all determine how someone will feel. I truly believe that. If you're scattered, if you're not thinking about how to improve on the fly or on the fly, I think you staying stagnant frustrates people around you. So don't be that person. Be the mover and shaker God made you to be. We are naturally not supposed to stay stagnant or stay in place. For a while it was okay and needed and necessary and a must. Staying in force was a good thing for a while. But then people just started to say, that's the only life you're going to live. And that's not the life we should be living. Staying in place is not the answer to anything. God made us to move literally step by step. We are meant to move forward and be mobile and be productive. And more importantly, we're meant to find it any way we can. Not just say, okay, schedule's made, that's it. There could be changes to schedules every day, and I still am picking up on that. So it's about not being complacent with where you are in your general day. Move that laptop to another studio. Move yourself to some place where you can be more productive in a work spot. Laptops are a laptop for a reason. They're not a desktop. They are for moving around with. Oh, but I might drop it, or oh, it's better that way. Is it? So you're telling me you feel swamped and you're okay with feeling swamped by leaving your devices in place, is what you're telling me. Well, don't. Carry what you need. Carry your own weight. And carry it with your chin held high, saying, you know what? I'm changing things to better my life so I'm not stressed. So I could do this podcast right now. I'm just fired up because it just was like a real weird thing. Like, how am I holding myself back? Why am I holding myself back from doing things differently? When I don't have to, and you don't have to, and your friends don't have to. And encourage them. Oh, you don't like what you're doing right now as a workday procedure? Change it. Don't be afraid to tell people to change things. Change is good. Change is natural. Change is moving. And shaking, maybe, if you do it right. Are you a change maker or want to be a change maker, but staying in that one spot the rest of your time? Get out of that spot. And I've said it time and time again, get out of your corner. It's why I say hi on the election, after the election. Get out of that corner of, oh, you voted for someone. I'm not going to talk to you because you voted that way. Really? Get out of that corner and talk to people. Or we will be doomed if we don't want to move forward and build this country back up and make it move forward again. The doers have been told not to do anything. That's the bottom line. Relax. It can wait till tomorrow. You know how many times I told myself that and I said, no, it can't? To the point where even if it's at midnight and I haven't podcasted yet, I will do it because I feel so empowered to do it. Because I've got this cranium full of things that I want to talk about that haven't been talked about, that I've seen and observed and witnessed. About adapting, mobility. People move forward because they choose to. I like to think I'm in that camp, and I hope you are too. Again, if you have any ideas on how you'd like to move forward, comment on this, subscribe, like, share, and don't be afraid to reach out. alex.garrett21@yahoo.com. alex.garrett21@yahoo.com. Now, what was the other thing? There was one, there's a whole bunch of things, right? But okay, it's a little bit of a shift, but I figured I'd mention this. Biography.com, since we are in Halloween mode, right? We're about a week away. The real Anthony Hopkins character, Lecter, Hannibal Lecter, And I'll get into Scott Peterson in a minute. It's a real person. And biography.com has highlighted who Alfredo Bagli Trevino, the killer doctor who inspired the character Hannibal Lecter, truly is. So if you like Silence of the Lambs and you like those scary movies, highly recommend you jump in on biography.com because they've got it. They've got the man behind Silence of the Lambs. Journalist who wrote this book based on the movie is based on, Thomas Harris wrote Red Dragon, was in the 1960s at 23, he went to visit Nuevo León State Prison in Monterrey, Mexico, to report on an American convicted of murder named Dykes Askew Simmons. And there was a doctor who attended to the Simmons. And apparently this guy tormented his patients in the 60s. You gotta check it out. Biography.com. And the Hannibal Lecter true story. There is a true story behind that. And if you didn't know that, I didn't know that. And I did, and I want to share that with you. And then this is the final thought for today. They're going to look again at the trial of Scott Peterson. And they will look to see if he does get the death penalty. He appeared in front of a hearing today, more than a decade, on Friday, regarding his murder conviction and the death of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. If they do go ahead and kill him, I think, judging what we know about Lacey and their unborn son being murdered, the death penalty may not be right. So I guess my point is, it's fascinating to me that this is the same state that has released criminal after criminal because of COVID. Now they're finally doing some justice? Should have been always like that, Gavin Newsom. Should have always been like that, California. Justice is letting these people stay in jail. And yeah, you can say, well, but they don't want to get COVID and don't want to spread it. Sure, but don't put them back on the street. And that's where California and New York made the mistake. And now finally, a family might see justice for the loss of Lacey Peterson and their unborn son. But let's bring justice to the other families that have seen their loved one's killer, felon, who hurt them, be released. Cannot let that happen. It cannot be one or the other. You're going to give Scott Peterson a retrial? Try all these people, all these criminals you just let out. Some of them major felons, too. I have to believe. So that the families of those released get justice. Covered a lot. And I will talk to you again hopefully tomorrow, Sunday. But adapt, be adaptive, be mobile, don't settle. Don't be comfortable. Alex G in NYC is my Twitter.